Welcome to Before I Do, a podcast guiding you through the exciting journey from proposal to wedding day and beyond. Here, you will not only learn how to plan for a wedding, but how to plan for marriage. We'll tackle everything from hiring a caterer to merging your finances to hosting your first holiday together. We'll cover the good, the bad, and the joyful of the season of engagement. So grab your fiance and a notebook and let's get started. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 6 of Before I Do. We're recording this on a beautiful spring Friday, and we've got a fun weekend ahead with lots of family celebrations. It's your sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday.
And Amelia's dance recital. I'm so excited. That's on Sunday.
We're actually surprising my sister at dinner tonight. So when she listens to this, it'll, of course, be after that. But surprise.
Gotcha. And we're also talking about a topic today that I could personally talk about for days, but we're not going to talk about it for days. We're just going to touch on the high points today. And that's the difference between a wedding coordinator and a wedding planner. Alex, do you know what the difference is?
When I saw you put this question in our notes, I spent way too much time thinking about it and overcomplicating it. But what I ended up thinking about was the definition of like what is coordinating and what is planning. Coordinating to me is that is day of putting all the pieces together, executing on what you've planned for. So kind of day of stuff. Planning is all the stuff before that. Planning starts months before an event and you're involved with a couple for a lot longer and you're responsible for a lot more leading up to wedding day, not just what happens on wedding day.
Wow. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
You actually nailed it. I'm sorry I doubted you.
You doubted me.
I did. Wow. Because it's funny. I mean, honestly, the difference between a coordinator and a planner are foggy even among the wedding industry. Like, I've heard some people, other types of vendors, like, say the wrong terminology, and I'm like, you should probably know the difference. But again, I'm like, it's foggy. So even among the industry, it's not super clear. So I'm proud of you that you got it.
Thanks.
Yeah. And kind of going back to people using the wrong terminology, that is something it kind of grinds my gears sometimes when like if we've been planning with a couple for like a year and a half and we've planned every single detail. We've put our blood, sweat, and tears into this wedding. And then someone's like, oh, and this is the wedding coordinator. I'm like, I secretly cringe. I'm like, nope, I planned this day. But that's just something I have to like swallow because like they don't know. They don't know the difference and know that it bugs me. But that should give you a really good picture of the difference when you're thinking about it, like as a couple too. So let's go through the differences. And like I said, we're just going to hit like the high points to help you decide what you need as a couple in your planning process. And just a little caveat here before we get into the key descriptors and differences of a coordinator and a planner, everyone is a little bit different. So even in different parts of the country, people do it a little bit differently. And people have different packages and different services. But we're just going to hit on the things that, like, at a high level are different and how most folks in the industry would describe the difference and how we do it here at Jackson and June, which is the biggest point that we're speaking off of experience too. All right, so let's start with 5 key descriptors of a wedding coordinator. And also a little bit of terminology here. A coordinator is, again, more of that day of job, like a director. But that day of director position, in my opinion, like doesn't exist anymore. It's you literally cannot just show up on a wedding day and be a day of coordinator without any context, without knowing the ins and outs of the plans. It's not beneficial for anybody. So that in my opinion, doesn't exist anymore. And most people in the industry are calling that, like, in quotes, day of package or month of package. We're actually calling it event management now, which makes a lot more sense. Okay. So for a coordinator that is running an event management package, the services, the first big difference is the services typically start around 6 weeks before your wedding. And usually you can't access them before that time point. So, you know, you are basically hiring your coordination team in the beginning, or you need to, so they don't get booked out. But then you are booking them and then going off and planning your wedding, and then they're going to resurface and recontact you around that 6 week mark to jumpstart your coordination package or that event management package. Now, we have here at Jackson and June, we have a few resources available to our event management clients before that 6 week mark, just because we want to and we want to serve them. But we have some coaching calls available. We have a planning software they have access to. We have a timeline touch point meeting. So we have some things that our event management clients can use before that 6 week mark. But we are not planning their wedding before that 6 week mark. They're planning it. We're coming in at the end to tie everything up with a pretty bow and execute the plan. So again, you're going to hire your coordination team in the beginning, and then you will do the planning. And then at the 6 week mark, your coordinator will jump in. You will brief them on everything you have planned. We always say to our couples, like, no detail is too small. We want to know everything, because everything that you are bringing to the wedding, everything that every decision that you've made, every person you've talked to in planning, like, all of that is going to affect the day of. So we want to know everything, which again is why it doesn't make sense to just have a day of coordinator that doesn't spend time getting to know your plans before wedding day. All right. So then your coordinator in that 6 week window is picking up where you left off, making sure that all of the little details are accounted for. We use a planning software called Aisle Planner, and it has this beautiful checklist that has everything that you need to do to plan the wedding, and everything you need to remember to bring to the wedding, all laid out for you. So when our coordinators start at that 6 week mark, we just go through the rest of that checklist and make sure that every little detail is accounted for. And if there's anything outstanding, then the coordinator is going to advise the couple on how to finish that out. And then your coordinator during that 6 week mark is going to create your wedding weekend timeline. Ours are very detailed, and most of that detailing is just for the vendors to make sure that everybody is in on the details, in on the plans, over-communicating the details of the day so that the vendors are working together seamlessly, like behind the curtain, so that the couple, you guys, can enjoy the day and not have to worry about it. Your coordinator is also going to be there on the day, like on wedding day, from usually start to finish. Our team, we have 3 people on site for wedding day. We kind of have a morning shift and a later shift so that someone is there, again, from start to finish. It's a long day. So that's why we have a few different people who come on wedding day. Your lead coordinator is going to be the point person, though, and they kind of act as air traffic control. They are coordinating deliveries and vendor setup as people are arriving during the day and making sure everybody is setting up according to your plans. They are going to put out your personal decor and making sure all of it looks the way that you told them to or the way that you were envisioning and briefed them on during that 6 week pre-work period. And then, you know, they'll be there at the end of the night to break down your personal decor, not clean up the venue. We talk about that in episode 5. your coordinator is not responsible for cleaning up the venue, but usually a coordinator is going to be responsible for packaging up your personal items, packaging up your cards and gifts and making sure they're in a safe place, and just kind of being like point person on setup, breakdown, all of those details in executing your wedding vision. So in a nutshell, a wedding coordinator is going to come in at the end around that 6-week mark and tie up the loose ends and execute what you have planned. So you planned your wedding, coordinator executes it. Now, let's talk wedding planner. So for this example, I'm going to talk first about a full service planner. And that means like your highest level of service when it comes to wedding planning. So let's get into the key descriptors of a full service wedding planner. So number one, their services start upon hire. So you're working with them the whole time you're engaged, like from the time you sign their contract to when you leave wedding night, your wedding planner, you're going to be working with them the whole time. So that's the biggest difference, is just the time that you're working with this person. Number two, your full service wedding planner is going to be the person who is hiring your vendors, which is the meat of a full service planning package. And the way that we do it, of course, people kind of do it differently here and there, but the way that we do our full service with the vendor hires is we analyze your budget first and make sure that we are, you know, making sure your money is being spent where you want it to be spent and making sure that each vendor that we're presenting to the couple actually fits within their budget. So we do that first. Then we talk about their style, their vendor preferences. We gather like so much information. And then we do the legwork of like researching the vendors and eliminating the Google searching for the couple. So basically we do the legwork of finding a short list of vendors, and then we narrow it down. And usually it's like 1 to 2 vendor options that we pitch to the client. We say, okay, we found this photographer. We think they fit your style. We know they fit your budget. Do you like them? Do you want us to hire them? And they tell us yes or no. So basically we're teeing it up for them and they just give us the yes or the no. All right. And number three, we've already touched on this a little bit, but your full service wedding planner is going to take the lead on not only setting and analyzing your budget, but making sure you follow it throughout your planning process. Again, they're going to do that by pitching you vendors that fit in your budget and then, you know, making sure we're staying on track with every purchase and documenting things as we go. So it doesn't like, you know, get out of control. Also, Maisie has joined us for the rest of this episode. She just woke up from her nap. So she's here. So you're probably going to hear her. Hey, Maisie. Okay. Moving on to number four for full service planner. And we've already touched on this as well. You're going to have access to your planner throughout your entire planning process. And you do this in a series of meetings and other forms of communication. So the way that we do it is in the beginning, you're going to be meeting really heavily with your planner, like every week. And then once you get your vendor team hired in, then you usually set a cadence of like every other week. I find that's really comfortable for full service plans. And you do that until the 6-week mark, and then you're going to pick up those weekly meetings again, because that's when you're basically the event management piece of planning comes back in to where you're tying up all those loose ends and getting all those final details together. All right. And then number five, a full service planner is going to do more services that would basically take to-dos off of your list. Some people, and we do this, we provide the service of sending out invitations, tracking RSVPs, delivering welcome bags to your hotels for your guests, planning welcome parties, things like that. So a full service planner is going to do other services on top of, you know, just hiring your vendors and coordinating those details. Number six, of course, your planner is going to create your timeline and be present on wedding day to execute the plan. I'm laughing at Maisie. She doesn't like Alex's headphones, which is funny. But I get this question a lot when I'm in consultation with potential clients. They're like, okay, well, is my planner going to be there on wedding day? And I'm like, absolutely. It would be crazy if they weren't. Not saying that these potential clients are crazy, but the idea of them not being there would be crazy. So yes, the way that we do it, your full service planner is going to be there on wedding day, executing and doing the services that we outlined in the event management package on wedding day. And lastly, your full service wedding planner is going to attend vendor meetings with you. And this is so fun. I love going to vendor meetings with my full service clients. I love going to meet with florists and caterers and linens and all of that. It's so much fun because we get to help them make decisions. And we also, it helps get to know them even more during those meetings and when we are helping them like sort through options and things like that. So that's another big difference between event management coordinator, a wedding day coordinator, and a full service plan. So in a nutshell, your planner will get to know you and your wedding vision from the very start and execute the plans throughout engagement to make sure that vision comes true and comes to life.
For our wedding, which route did we go? It sounds like probably the coordinator package type deal, but in your opinion, which option did we choose?
Yeah, we did a month of coordinator, which was wonderful. That was exactly what we needed because I love to plan and I planned our wedding. Yeah, Maisie. So we did a month of coordinator event management. It wasn't called event management back then, but...
Tell the people. Tell the people. Trying to eat the microphone.
Okay, so.
What is it?
Okay, you ready?
So for our wedding, we did go with the event management route. It wasn't called event management back then. It was the month of coordinator, but we had a wonderful coordinator. Her name was Krista, and she was great. She executed our plans and made sure everything, you know, went smoothly with our vendors. It was great. And I loved planning the wedding, so that was the perfect fit for us at the time. All right, so we have gone through the clear-cut difference between coordinator and planner. So now let's... She's never been this passionate about saying dada. Okay. That's the clear-cut difference between coordinator and planner. So now that we've gone through that, now let's touch on a partial planner. And another caveat, I feel like everyone does partial a little bit differently. But this is, I'm going to explain how we do our partial plan. And we've done a lot of work on our partial plan over the last few years to make it really beneficial for our clients and for us and make sure that things are going smoothly as we plan. All right. So a partial wedding planner is a service level up from a wedding coordinator event management package. I don't like to think of it as a level down from full service just because it's still not quite that. Like, it is still a very much tag team experience. So I like to visually look at it as just one service level up from a wedding coordinator event management package. So basically, you can review what the event management package is and then add a little bit of support and coaching. It's not hands-off planning for you like a full service, but you have support throughout your planning experience. So in our partial plan, we help you set the foundation for your wedding plans and then kind of tag team it from there. So what I mean by that is in the beginning, we do help you analyze your budget just because I feel like we really can't coach and support if we don't know the budget. We might steer you in the wrong direction if we don't know the budget. So we first analyze your budget before we do anything. Then from there, we talk about what your needs and wants and your vision are for the wedding and kind of do, you know, things you want, things you don't want in terms of vendors. And then we create a short list for you. But instead of just pitching you one or two options to choose from and like you just saying yes or no to them, like in a full service, we're going to pitch you like 2 to 5, usually 3 vendor options that fit your budget and your style. And then you make the hires. So we're taking the Google search out, we're taking the legwork out for you, and we're teeing up some good, viable options that we know fit your budget. Most of the time, they're people we've worked with before. So we are giving you options that, like, you can't make a wrong decision because these guys are good. We trust them. But then you guys are the ones actually jumping on the consultations and making the decision to hire. We also, in a partial plan, help you create your design board. And this is just a simple one-pager. And we do this in the full plan as well. But it's just a simple one-pager that gets all of your wedding ideas down on paper so that you can use it as a resource when planning with other vendors throughout the process, which is why we kind of do it in the beginning in a partial plan. And this is another good difference in full service and partial is for a full service, we're going to make that design board and then manage it throughout the process. In a partial, we're going to make it for you and then you run with it. Like you're going to be the one to, reference it as you're making decisions throughout your process and, you know, you just have it as a resource. The design board also helps eliminate the having to like describe your vision to vendors over and over and over. It just, you know, you can hand that to them and say, okay, here's my color palette. Here's all my inspiration. It's on a piece of paper. So it makes it easy. So that's a really nice service that we have in the partial plan. And then once your budget is set, once your vendor team is hired, and once your design board is set for you, then we switch to meeting monthly. And those are just monthly check-ins. So we get that foundation set for you in the beginning, and then we kind of let you run a little bit. And we just check in monthly. And during those monthly check-ins, what we do is we reference that aisle planner checklist that I talked about before because it's broken down and gives you what needs to be worked on in the coming month, all depending on your wedding date. So it'll tell us like, okay, next month, this, this, and this needs to be done. So during our monthly check-ins with our partial clients, we'll go through and say, okay, you guys work on this, we'll work on this, you work on this. So we'll kind of divide that list up a little bit. And then anything that we assign those partial planning clients to be working on, we'll coach them on it. So then we're not going to like tell them to do something and not give clear directions or expectations or anything like that. We're going to coach them on when it needs to be done, how it needs to be done, what we find works best. And then during our next meeting, the next month, we go over what everybody's worked on and go over if anything's outstanding and then go over what needs to be done the next month. And we do this until the 6-week mark when that event management service kicks in. And then again, we're meeting weekly, making the timeline, executing the plan. And then of course, your planning team is there on wedding day. All right. I know that was a lot. I know I've been talking for a long time and Alex had to disappear to take care of Maisie, but I hope this helps in kind of painting the picture of the difference between a wedding coordinator, someone who is just coming in and managing your plans, managing your event, and a wedding planner who is with you throughout the entire event planning process. And then throwing in that partial to where it's kind of a meet in the middle, and you're getting support. It's added support, one level up from event management. But all in all, it is just support and making sure that you guys are making decisions along the way to create the best wedding weekend you can and a beautiful, beautiful wedding with a comfortable guest experience. So I hope that helps. And of course, if you have any questions when you're trying to decide, make the decision on what type of service level you need, please shoot us an email, shoot us an Instagram message, and we will help you sort that out. All right, see you next week. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Before I Do podcast. We cannot wait to be with you again next week. And like we mentioned, if there's a topic that you would like for us to cover or to chat about, please send us a note. And of course, if you're interested in Jackson and June events, planning or coordinating your wedding, you can check out all the details in the show notes or at our website, which is jacksonandjune.com. And we would love to be a part of your journey before you say I do.